What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Hey, have you ever been curious about what factors are included in coming up with your credit score? So nobody actually knows the exact factors or the exact calculations of how they come up with your credit score, but we do know the factors that influence that. So today we're going to be talking about the five factors that help you build your credit score. Factor number one, paying bills on time. I think everybody and their dog knows this one, but if you haven't heard of this one before, it's really important that any type of debt, you actually pay your bills on time. This is not talking about utilities. Usually utilities are not reported to the credit company, but all of your debts are. And if you make one late payment, then it will definitely show up on your credit report. However, if you've only made one late payment and this is not a normal occurrence, you can definitely call the institution that your loan is through and ask if they can remove that from your credit report. Sometimes they will do that. The next factor that influences your credit score is outstanding debt. Now, when I say outstanding debt, what I'm really talking about here is your credit limits and overall utilization. So your limits are, if you have a credit card, how much is that line of credit for you? So if it's a credit card with a $5,000 limit, that's what we're talking about here. So it's overall all of your limits. And then with the utilization, typically it's how much of that credit limit are you currently using? You want it to be 30% or less in general. One of the biggest myths that I see is people think that you have to maintain a balance on your credit cards in order for that to help you. Not the case at all. I have a credit card and it never carries a balance at all, ever. And my credit score last time I checked was at 799, and I am not one to really use credit cards. So it's very possible, and you do not need to carry a balance on that card. The next factor is the length of history. This totally matters. So if you're younger, if you're in your early 20s, your credit score is probably not going to be as good as if you were in your late 20s or early 30s. So length of history matters a lot here. So basically the rule of thumb, if you have a card and it's been open on your account for a while, even if you're not using it, don't close it because that reduces the length of history. So just keep that card open even if you're not using it. That's completely okay. And monitor your credit report to ensure that no one is fraudulently using your card on your behalf and going on shopping trips. So just be aware of that. The next factor is credit inquiries. We always hear this. I don't know where the term came from, but people say when somebody pulls your credit report, there's a ding on your credit. I'm not sure where this came from, but it does temporarily influence your credit score. If you get a lot of inquiries, so if you're house shopping and you're shopping around and you get five different lenders to pull your credit report and check and try to pre-approve you for a loan, that will definitely impact your credit score temporarily. It does go away after a while, but for a little while, it will definitely be on your credit card or your credit report. The next factor in your credit score is the credit mix. So what this means is the types of credit that you have available to you. So credit cards are revolving credit and revolving accounts. And then like a standard student loan or a mortgage, those are installment loans. Installment meaning you're making a normal monthly payment. So if that's the case, typically for credit score purposes, for you to be more credit worthy or AKA have a higher credit score, basically, they're looking for two different types of your credit. So they want to see some installment loans and revolving accounts. Now, please don't misconstrue this. If you don't have one of those, don't go opening up a bunch of cards or don't go get a car loan because it's going to boost your credit. That's not exactly the right direction. And living your life by what is your credit score is kind of a poor way to go, in my own opinion. But it is important that if you have any of those accounts currently, that when you are paying them, make sure you're paying them on time. So that's the first factor. Remember, paying bills on time. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. And don't close accounts. When you pay off a credit card, leave that account open. I know that's a little contrary to a lot of some other financial gurus' advice, but definitely leave that open because that's going to help you with the length of history. Those are my tips for boosting your credit score. Those are all the factors that are involved. If you pay your bills on time, you have one credit card open, maybe a couple, and you keep it below 30% utilization, your credit score will definitely increase over the years. It takes about 3 months for your credit score to kind of be impacted. So if you're trying to improve your credit score, wait for 3 months, and I promise you will see an increase if you're paying down debt and being very mindful of all of the factors we talked about today. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you enjoyed this episode on factors of your credit score, and let me know if you enjoyed it. If you did, leave me a review. It means the world to me. And then screenshot this and tell me what you learned on Facebook or on Instagram. Totally means the world to me, and I'd love connecting with you further. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.